It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231. There's a lot to talk about. Your calls are the primary element of the program, so we will go to them first. Start things out here, and then, Mark, you've got an update on a story we talked about a long time ago. But first, it's the enemy of the state calling from Michigan. You are on Free Talk Live, enemy of the state. Hello there.
Evening, fellas.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Just wondered if you saw the news on the Montana gun laws and the ATF.
Nope. What's going on?
You're aware that a while ago, Montana passed an act that was kind of in defiance of the feds, saying any guns or ammunition that are manufactured in Montana, no federal laws will apply to them. They were kind of taking their stand on gun rights.
Yeah. Yeah, and they kind of hinted at maybe possibly declaring the, I guess, their agreement to be part of the union as null and void, or basically resulting in secession.
Right. So here the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and apparently unbeknownst to me, now they're also explosives. Alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives.
Mm-hmm.
Sends out a letter to all of the open letter to all Montana federal firearms licensees. The key phrase in here, I was reading it, says they're talking about the Montana Act, which is supposed to kick in here on October 1st, 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Says here, however, because the act conflicts with federal firearms laws and regulations, federal law supersedes the act.
Mm.
All provisions of the Gun Control Act and the National Firearms Act will apply. So they're basically telling Montana gun shops that whatever their law is for their state doesn't matter. The federal government's laws take
course they're going to take that position.
And it's
the same thing with the drug laws they keep coming up with, too.
It's an erroneous position because I believe that the gun laws are for Montana are ones that are manufactured and sold and in the state of Montana, so they can't use the interstate commerce clause as
it doesn't matter. They own they own the state.
Absolutely.
See, they really do what they want, and this is just more evidence of it.
But it was an ingenious move on their part in Montana to try to get around the way that they try to interpret the Interstate Commerce Clause. Even though it's an erroneous interpretation of the Interstate Commerce Clause, there have been Supreme Court precedents that have been overturned in the past, where previously they tried to get inside the states and manipulate what would happen in the states. Just recently, they have sort of started to reaffirm the idea that if something is interior to a state, it shouldn't be affected by the federal laws. And it's very interesting to see just what Mark said. These guys are smart to try to do it this way. But as we've seen with California drug laws, with the medical marijuana stuff, and immigration laws, in fact, I have a big thing in my book on immigration. I'm totally in favor of all open borders, but if you actually look at the Constitution, immigration is a state issue, not a federal issue. But it doesn't matter because the federal government will just slam people and say, you're breaking federal law.
Yeah, Guard, and you brought up the California marijuana law thing there, medical marijuana, I guess. Did they actually, maybe it did happen, but this kind of struck me because here's the federal government's agency actually telling them before their law comes into effect that you better not try to follow your state laws here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're gonna come in and tell you how things are done here.
And isn't it interesting, too, because when these guys take their oaths of office, they swear oaths to uphold the constitutions of their state and the federal constitution.
Right.
They don't swear oaths to uphold the federal laws, you know. And it's truly unfortunate that if these guys want to talk about supersession, that they don't talk about that which is supposed to supersede them, which is the constitution, which gives the federal government the seats that these guys occupy with their rotund behinds.
Supposed to,
yes,
intentions,
yes.
The road to hell is paved with them, as they say, right? Good intentions?
Yeah.
Well, you know, this could get pretty fun. I mean, if you think about, if it's going to come down to a challenge on all of this, when the state gun dealers are forced to go against the feds, you know, it'll draw more national attention and, dare I say, more sympathy than the medical marijuana case.
Well, right, and that presumes that the state gun dealers will go against the feds. I hope you're right and that somebody does decide to make that stand and say, well, yeah, we think that the, you know, Montana's right with this and we're just going to go ahead and follow what they're saying instead of the feds. That, of course, is going to result in a violent BATFE raid on their business and possibly, you know, the resulting, and that would result in the destroying of their livelihood and everything that they've created up until that point. So,
yeah,
how likely is it one of them will do that? I don't know. It is Montana, so there is the chance that someone actually will. But at the same time, people are pretty scared by this federal government, and for good reason.
A couple of anecdotes that I'd like to add to this. One is I would love to see, rather than a state governor saying, oh, well, you know, we're going to challenge this in the courts, and whatever the courts decide, we'll abide by it, because that's the peaceful way to do it. Well, you know, mm-hmm. when a court is involved, when a court is predicated, the entire system is predicated on theft and coercion and monopoly over force, I don't think that that's the peaceful way to go about it. What would be neat is if the governor actually stood up and said, I'm calling in all our National Guard troops, and if any federal agents try to do anything here, they will be arrested and they will be thrown out of the state. That would be very interesting, or they'll just be held prisoner here. That would be fascinating. I wouldn't see it. And another little thing is, you mentioned how the explosives has been added to it, and Ian just mentioned that as he mentioned the BATFE. Also, fertilizer is now all part of that, too. They're supposed to be putting all those tracking things in fertilizers. So just another hindrance to our ability to be able to do what we want to do without people snooping and costing us more for our lives.
Yeah, and, you know, Ian, you may see a little bit, I mean, maybe the Montana legislature and their governor pushed this thing through. Maybe, you know, I don't know, California's state government, I guess, just rolled over when the feds walked all over their medical marijuana laws, but maybe that was, maybe they didn't even want it anyway. Maybe that went through on the people's ballot proposals or
it
something.
It did, yeah. Medical marijuana was a ballot provision in California.
It'll be interesting to see how the state of Montana, how its government reacts and everything, and like, you know, the scenario Guard laid out there, that'd be pretty fascinating.
Well, I'd love to see that on so many aspects. You know, in our state here, the Free Staters worked so hard, those who are working within the government system, worked so hard to try to get the governor of the state of New Hampshire to reject Real ID, which, you know, was pushed by people like Jim Sensenbrenner and other pinheads down in Washington. And all the supposed traditional conservatives are behind now because they're so afraid of illegal immigrants that they're buying into a national ID card, which is just stunning to me. But at the same time,
yeah, it's coming back. We can talk about
it. Yeah, it's going to come back because the governor is afraid that he's not going to get federal highway monies and things like that. So there's a whole system where these people, if they would just stand up and actually be at least conversant in the Constitution and maybe conversant in something a little bit beyond that, which we could discuss later, anarcho-capitalism. But it would be just wonderful to see, man.
Yep.
Thanks, Enemy of the State. Appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That again, the SACL CAI toll free line. Let's talk to David in Washington. You call about anything, David. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. You talked about my story last week on injustice in Seattle.
Oh, okay. Are you the gentleman who was savagely beaten out in front of a club after having broken up a fight and doing what you considered was the right thing?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Right, and your new website is injusticeeverywhere.com, is that right?
That's right.
So did we do a decent job of explaining the situation? I think pretty much we read your blog post word for word.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and thank you guys for doing that.
Well, I hope it sent over at least a handful of web hits to your site. I know that I've added it to my aggregator. I've got my Google homepage with several different blogs that I keep an eye on, and that's certainly going to be one of them, because anybody that's keeping an eye on the rise of the police state is a friend of the show. So thank you for doing what you do.
Well, thank you guys for doing what you do. I mean, I really hadn't heard your show before this, so it was really a treat to actually listen to it. So it's something I listen to a lot now.
Well, I'm glad to hear about it. If you've got more to your story that you want to add, we'll hold you over. If not, thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. More on the way here. You can bring up anything. We will give you the latest on the Real ID situation. That's actually what we were going to do Saturday night, but ended up going off in different directions. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention. all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free, 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features, including the Facebook page. Go to facebook.freetalklive.com. You can become a fan. You can socially network with other Free Talk Live listeners. That's facebook.freetalklive.com, facebook.freetalklive.com. And this program is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance for liberty in your lifetime. That is the Free State Project. It is a movement of thousands of like-minded individuals, people that love freedom enough to do something about it, are picking up, packing up, and moving to New Hampshire. It is a great migration. And it's already starting to take hold, with hundreds already having made the trip here. Gardner Goldsmith, New Hampshire native, you have welcomed us with open arms.
Got that right.
You and your neighbors here. Not everybody's welcoming us, but that's okay. It's just a testimony of how effective
this movement
is. There are
socialists everywhere.
That's right. And they don't like it very much that we've decided to come here. A lot of them are saying we should leave, which is, again, just kind of an unintended compliment toward the fact that they are threatened by what the Free Staters are doing here. They wouldn't be so upset. Those who are in opposition to the Free State Project wouldn't be so concerned and so upset if they didn't believe that we had something going on.
Right. You know, if people that have moved for the Free State Project weren't doing anything successfully, no one would care.
No. They'd just ignore us.
Hey, man, you know, up there at Pork Fest, the gathering of Free Staters in the summertime that was all happening up in Lancaster, I mean, just unbelievable. Hundreds and hundreds of people, and they're all great folks.
And it just keeps getting better. So head over to freestateproject.org to learn more about the movement and get signed up and get yourself up here. Freestateproject.org. As we go back to your phone calls, Mike is in New York, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike. Hey, Mike, you got to turn down the radio in the background. And let's put him back on hold. 1-800-259-9231. All right, well, let's talk about the real ID, because it's coming back. And this is how things work. I had begun to make the point, I'm going to try to truncate it at this point so we don't get lost in another discussion, but Saturday night, how I believe that the political system is designed to get bigger, that no matter how dedicated the advocates of liberty are, they will constantly be up against a nonstop barrage of statism coming from those who are inside the system and who would like to manipulate and wield the system. I gave as examples California, where they passed the medical marijuana provisions back in 1996, and it took like a decade and a half for the feds and the local California cops to kind of start leaving medical marijuana patients alone, and the feds just barely have started leaving them alone, and I don't even know if that's really even happened yet.
Yeah.
So it's taken forever for that to move ahead, even though it was the supposed will of the people. And then Alaska, where they have marijuana provisions that basically allow possession at home, it wasn't long after that the police chief started gearing up to prohibit marijuana again, where they were saying this needs to stop. We need to bring back full on prohibition, and they just started waging the war, if you will, to recriminalize marijuana possession there. And so my point was that even in the case where you get a win, even in the case where Liberty Advocates manage to actually have some sort of political success in that they roll back some government law or they make something legal that previously wasn't, there's never an end to it, because then the prohibitionists are just they're just moving forward as quickly as possible to get things back to full on prohibition. And that's just the example of prohibition. There are other areas there where that we could point to where one step forward, 10 steps back. There are, of course, also other things going on where the state is getting bigger. So even though you've gotten one roll back in this area, you've gotten probably a whole bunch more steps forward in other areas. So to me, it feels really futile. And so here's another example of that futility. The Real ID provisions came up years ago. What was it, 2005 when I think we first heard about that?
Yeah, it was first starting out 2005. It was, as I mentioned, I think it was Jim Sensenbrenner. And then from 2005 into 2006, he initially tried in the late fall of 2005, and they had to separate it and put it in as a separate bill. And it passed in, I think, 2006 was the year.
Well, and there was rightfully some outrage about it. People were concerned about the idea that this is essentially going to federalize identification in this country, and that the state governments were going to essentially have to bow down to whatever the feds demanded. So the feds would have their Department of Homeland Security guy who would be able to just sort of hand down diktats as to what should be included in this ID card. So if he decided that this year he wanted it to be a thumbprint and a saliva sample, he could do that. They're probably not going to start it that crazy with biometrics, but they can change the rules any old time they want, and all they have to do is just say, okay, here are the new rules, and then just lay them down for the states to follow. So the good news about Real ID was that there was some good opposition to it, that a bunch of people said, no, first of all, we're not going to obey this if it does come through, and secondly, we're going to actually reject it at a state level, get the state government people to say no to this. A lot of the reasons why the state government people said no was because it was an unfunded mandate from the feds, which didn't have anything to do with freedom. It just had something to do with bureaucrats complaining about not getting money from the feds to implement this program. But whatever the reason, they did say no to Real ID. So, you know, credit to them on that basis.
And I think just to inject here, Ian, just briefly, I think in the case of New Hampshire, we had a Democrat governor who wanted to stand up against a Republican initiative. If it had started as a Democrat initiative, he probably would have rolled with it, no problem.
Well, and it's going to come back as a Democrat initiative here shortly, and this is the thing. So in all of the states that have rejected the Real ID, and there was much hubbub made about it, and, you know, well-deserved, I think. It was a pretty successful pushback, if you will, against the federal encroachment. But it's just that they can keep pushing. You can push back and spend your hard-earned money working on pushing back against the feds or the local boys, whoever it is, whichever government agency you're supposedly fighting, and we can talk about that in a little bit.
And that's even true for governments. If local government or state government decides to push against the federal government, they have to spend real taxpayer dollars.
Right.
The federal government can print them.
Mm-hmm. So it will never end. The encroachment of tyranny and the encroachment of the federal government, the imposition of new regulations and rules and laws is never going to stop. And here you go from James Harris at the good folks over at the Advocates for Self-Government. Last year, Real ID, the Bush administration's plan to turn state driver's licenses into a national ID card, was stopped by heroic grassroots effort. Ultimately, an amazing 23 states enacted real anti-real ID bills or resolutions driving a stake into the heart of that monstrous proposal. But a national ID is just too terrible an idea not to appeal to hungry, power-hungry government officials, whatever their party. So the fight is on again. Real ID is back under the name Pass ID. And with the support of, this is so atypical politics. If one thing doesn't work, call it something else and bring it back around. So here they've changed the name to Pass ID. Indeed, it has the support of President Obama and the Department of Homeland Security, and like its predecessor, Pass ID is radical Big Brother legislation of the very worst kind. It was introduced in the Senate on June 15th. It will create America's first ever national ID card. Like Real ID, Pass ID will subject every driver's license applicant to a mandatory facial image capture, resulting in a holographic photograph readable by face recognition technology. A digital signature and other biometrics will also be required, and each driver's license will contain machine-readable barcodes with unique numbers for each individual. We'll get to some more details on this fun stuff. It's coming soon. It's Free Talk Live.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
It's Gard.
And Mark, join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include, by the way, live streams. We have a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, even a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And guns. Protests, smoking bans, biker rallies, comic conventions, pork fest, homeschooling, mortgages, pirates, hot chicks talking about liberty. And, of course, there is the puppet from outer space. At thinktwicenews.com, you can go there and subscribe today and see some great liberty-oriented news presentations. Thinktwicenews.com. All right, so back to the details on the all-new Pass ID.
Yay, okay.
It's new and improved. Well, actually, it's relatively on the same par as the formally announced Real ID, the federal government's program to federalize all driver's licenses across the country, which kind of bombed out because there were about 23 states that decided to say, nah, not interested in that. Well, now it's coming back. And like Real ID, this according to theadvocates.org, like Real ID, Pass ID will subject every license applicant to a mandatory facial image capture, resulting in a holographic photograph readable by face recognition technology. A digital signature and other biometrics will also be required. Each driver's license will contain machine-readable barcodes with unique numbers for each individual, which critics warn could be used to amass databases of citizens who attend gun shows or other controversial events. Pass ID further allows the use of RFID, radio frequency identification chips, to identify and track individuals, though it does not yet mandate them. Homeland Security has already worked with some states to develop RFID chip licenses which emit signals that can be read as far as 20 feet away. Pass ID requires states to conduct national background checks on all driver's license applicants by running their names through federal immigration, Social Security, and State Department databases, as well as the driver's license databases of other states. Further, as the ACLU notes, your driver's license will have to be Pass ID compliant if you plan on using it to board an airplane or enter any federal facility more critical to Homeland Security than your local post office. Those attempting to fly without pass IDs will be subjected to time-consuming and invasive interrogation and searches. So all of this was on the table before. This is sounding like a word-for-word retread
of and
Real
ID. The threats are still there.
You won't be able to fly.
Remember, it's been 2 years since the first deadline on this, and we were not supposed to be able to fly. I don't have a Real ID.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody does.
You're right. They bluffed.
And to get everybody all upset on two fronts, terrorism and illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two fronts. And, you know, it, as I mentioned before, it was the traditional conservatives, the religious conservatives. They said, don't get a national ID card. That's the first step. That's the step towards taking the mark of the beast. And now what do you hear on talk radio shows? Only a very tiny percentage of those very people, and you meet them in New Hampshire around the halls of government, there are a tiny percentage of them who still hold on to that. The rest of them have all bought into this neoconservative / neo-Democrat fascism of, hey, you got to get this ID because we have to stop terrorists and illegals.
Well, our best chance, though, Gardner, is the phenomenon that you observed about the last about Real ID, because it came up during the Bush administration. The liberal types opposed it, and now it's coming up during an Obama administration. So the question is, well, will the liberal types embrace this, but the conservative guys who formerly would have supported Real ID now come around to oppose Pass ID?
But, you know, that's an excellent point. But you know what kind of gets me on this? It's only a functional opposition. It's not a principled opposition. It's not like if you, let's say the Republicans were to oppose this, it would have nothing to do with the Constitution, individual liberty, privacy, anything like that. It would be expense. They'd say this is too expensive. And then, of course, they'd be hoist by their own petard, because the Democrats will say, well, you proposed and you supported something that was very similar. It's all going to be how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. And that really bothers me that even, for example, I don't want to pull it away from this issue, but on the healthcare issue, John Boehner comes out with this critical essay today about Barack Obama's proposal.
Boehner.
It's Boehner. I don't know what his name is. But anyway, Boomerang.
Boehner is funnier.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think it is funnier. So it's Brett Favre. But anyway, he comes out, and he never once does he mention the U.S. Constitution. And again, I'm a guy who would love to go beyond the Constitution, but these are the guys who supposedly are working under the Constitution. And it shows you how useless the Constitution is. It's all about expense, and that's it. And if that's the level they're going to work on, they're never going to oppose this stuff on principle.
No. Even the name Pass ID, whether intentionally or not, sounds like what it in fact is, a national internal passport, a document required simply to travel within our own borders, or a national hall pass required by our Homeland Security school monitors to go about our business. This is something never before seen in America and hallmark of tyranny. Pass ID has eliminated some parts of Real ID that stirred up opposition, but that's just window dressing. Pass ID is just Real ID with lipstick and a new hairdo. A national ID posing extreme threats to our freedom. Should it become law, it can quickly and easily be expanded to become even more dangerous. As Cato's Jim Harper notes, Pass ID places no limits on how the Department of Homeland Security, other agencies and states could use the national ID to regulate the population. A simple law change or amendment to existing regulation, and remember, that stuff can happen without the Senate or the House. They can just change the bureaucrats can change the regulations.
They'll do it right at the airport. I mean, for God's sakes.
Right.
You hear the TSA agents will make stuff up on the spot that you have to do because it's the law.
Who can call them on it?
Right. How could you possibly even know the things that the TSA do aren't even, it's not even law, it's just rules that they've made up for themselves.
Right.
They're in charge of security, and they get to decide, and that's it.
You know, if you don't like it, Mark, you can challenge it in their courts, and then they'll come down with a decision after 15 years.
Right, and I'm un-American if I talk about it.
Right. So just a few more thoughts here. The simple law change or amendment to an existing regulation would expand those uses to give the federal government control over access to employment, access to credit cards, voting, and these are just the ideas that have already been floated. Past ideas a nightmare. Americans must urge lawmakers to pass up this wretched proposal. So, yes, I agree. That's certainly something you can do. You can, I'm sure, downsize D.C. will come up with a campaign, and you can go and, you know, beg the lawmakers to not do anything about this, to leave it on the table. But how long will it be before it comes back as fun ID, the new federal government fun card?
It's not your grandpa's fascism.
Yeah. Let's go to Scott in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott. Scott in Wisconsin, you are on Free Talk Live. Or maybe
yeah,
not.
How you doing?
Hey, Scott, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to say that you're talking about that license?
Yes, the national ID card. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
And, you know, I was hearing more information on that. Not only how this bad boy is going to be a big brother watching you, they said that they can pick you up from 30 feet away. Mm-hmm. When this thing's in your wallet or purse.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah,
and know what you're doing.
Yes, sir. That's the RFID technology, radio frequency identification.
How you like that when you're driving down the road and say you got a cop next to you and he's buzzing in on you and checking you all out with that in your car?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and maybe he'll pull you over if he doesn't see a real ID. Maybe after the real ID has been implemented and after people have been given a chance to comply, if you're driving down the road and they scan your car and nothing bounces back because you left your ID at home, or maybe you were one of the brave souls who refused to get one,
or something,
that you'll be pulled over for not having an ID.
And leave it to government to leave you even more susceptible to nefarious people to get your information, because of course there are, as many people have shown, there are people in Europe who have scanners and they've read these real ID things of people 20 feet away
and duplicate them.
Yeah, and so you can get hackers who easily steal your personal information, just like with the social security number, they'll steal your social security number.
Right, and the government says you'll be safe, but the government's really bad at this.
Exactly. I mean,
they've lost people's names time and time again.
Millions of names.
I'm kind of interested. The government's always looking for new revenue sources, and it's really convenient to be able to give people tickets for not having their driver's license on them. Mm-hmm. All they have to do is have some little Wawa machine that looks for the cars and the RFID chips. If you don't have one when you go by,
They sure like those machines that are positioned at intersections and things like that. What's another one? 800-259-9231. Scott, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. You can bring up whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Will you get the card?
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online, using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose, because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 606 to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIPad set. Remember that code, 606. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumEcigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium E-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumEcigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. PremiumEcigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you.
Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely-On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. That's the best way to get your shopping done, because not only do you get free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items, you can even buy used if you need to save a few extra bucks. Plus, you get user reviews of pretty much almost every product, at least that Amazon sells on the site. There's so many third-party sellers out there. You can find some really unique stuff. Somebody was selling, oh man, I wish I could remember exactly what it was. It was like a human tank vehicle or something like that. There's all kinds of bizarro, just unique third-party stuff through Amazon. So go poke around, see what you can find. Amazon.freetalklive.com. I'm probably not even remembering what it was exactly, but
go
very
look
unique.
At human tank vehicle at Amazon.freetalklive.com.
In a quirky way, guys, in a way they're actually selling freedom, because when they use it through you guys, you get a little bit back.
This is true. Amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go to, we're going to try Mike again in New York. Mike, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. How are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
A couple things. Well, I've been listening to the show since shortly after 9/11. That's when I first, really found out that
after 9/11.
That's when I first.
When did you start listening? Exactly. Shortly. When you say shortly, what do you mean?
I can't exactly remember how long after, but it was when somebody first showed me, gave me a copy of the video. It was the video about 9/11, the day of tyranny.
I don't know what you were listening to, but Free Talk Live wasn't on the air until November of 2002.
Well, I first started listening to InfoWars.
Oh, okay, that's a different show. But what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, but, a couple of things. First off, I hear a lot of what's going on, so we know what's happening. My first question is, what can we, the people, actually directly do about it?
Well, when you say you know what's happening, what do you mean?
Well, like with the real ID, the this whole business with Cheney and Halliburton and all that, you know, we know what they're up to,
mm-hmm.
you know, with this New World Order. What can we actually do about it to stop it, to
what is the New World Order?
Tone them down.
What is can you define that for me? I'd like to know what you think that is.
New World Order,
the
idea of, you know, the one world government, one world economy, all ruled by the United Nations, which is owned by, you know, the Rothschild dynasty.
So now, the thing about the whole New World Order thing is, I don't know if everybody's really on board with this idea as far as people around the world.
On the same page.
As far as people that are lording over and that have power over certain plots of land, the political rulers of other countries, I don't know if they're necessarily all down with the whole one world government idea, because that would lessen the amount of control that they get to wield. But that's just kind of an academic discussion, I guess.
Well, my
question for you is,
it's about money.
Are you concerned? They've got lots of money. Are you concerned with the existing government, not necessarily what you believe is going to happen, but are you concerned with the existing amount of control and in governance that is effective over your life?
Oh, absolutely. How they're stripping away, how the Constitution is being, well, pretty much it's become a relic.
Okay.
You know,
let me ask you a few more questions.
What I want to know is what...
What can be done? It's a good question. I am going to answer it, I promise. I just want to kind of get a ground, some ground rules laid here, or at least get an understanding of where you're coming from before I can answer the question. How do you feel about individual liberty?
Individual liberty? Well, the way I look at individual liberty is the rights that are laid out in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, those are basically rights that we recognize exist in people, and that we would have those rights even if there was no government at all. You know, so rights are not a gift from the government. They are God-given rights.
Absolutely. Government is just an organization of people, and so people getting together in a group can't give you any rights you didn't already have. I definitely see where you're coming from there, and I tend to agree with that. Now, so I guess what I'd like to know is, do you believe that other people should be free to live their lives in whatever way they want, so long as they aren't hurting you or destroying your property?
As long as they are not infringed, the only qualification to that would be provided that they are not infringing on the rights of others.
Okay.
That would be the only qualification to that. Other than that, as long as they're not infringing on anyone else's rights,
now does that also include people
as they choose?
Great. Now does that also include people who were born on other parts, other plots of land around the world? In a free world?
Because again, these are not just American rights. These are not just rights we have as Americans. They're rights we have as human beings. It doesn't matter.
Okay, you've answered enough. I like what you've said so far.
You got my vote.
The answer is the Free State Project. Have you heard of it before?
No, I have not.
All right. So you have internet access, I believe. So you'll want to go to freestateproject.org and learn more.
Freestateproject.org.
You want to learn about a movement of thousands of liberty-minded people who have a very similar mindset as you do, moving to New Hampshire, getting just pulling up their lives, taking their families, maybe bringing some friends along if they're up for it, and moving to New Hampshire in order to get active for freedom. We've got a movement unlike any other here, with literally hundreds of people having already made the move. Thousands have pledged to, over 9,000, almost 9,500 at this point, I think, have pledged to make the move. We're looking at recruiting at least 20,000, perhaps more down the line. And so these folks are coming here. Many have already come here to New Hampshire. They're getting active. They're doing things in the political realm. They're doing things in the world of civil disobedience, of creating their own media and things like that. And I think that you'll find the Free State Project to be a very exciting option, and probably the only realistic one that's on the table to actually achieve any semblance of liberty in our lifetime.
Well, yeah. And what I wanted to say, you know, when you mentioned civil disobedience, I would want to warn people, be very careful as far as what you allow yourself to get into. I mean, don't go thinking about you know, going crazy, shooting up a bunch of people. You are starting.
Yeah, this is a peaceful movement.
Okay.
I'd like to point out that the Free State Movement is, I think, for the most part, there may be the occasional gun polisher type. You know, the person that's always talking about how he's going to give them the you know, his guns lead first and all of that kind of violent
give
rhetoric.
Them what for? Right.
Yeah, all of that violent rhetoric. That stuff doesn't fly too well with the people that I know that are in this movement, and we're looking to achieve a peaceful evolution. At least I know I am, and a lot of the people that I talk to that are in this movement are in agreement with me that, you know, the whole idea of revolution is pointless, because then you're just going back around to the beginning to start again. We want to evolve past the people's desire to have some sort of ruler lording over them and controlling them, and evolve into a voluntary society and do it in peaceful ways. So the civil disobedience would simply be peaceful non-cooperation, not any sort of violent acts.
Right, and with you know, what you said earlier about having somebody lording over them, well, the way I see it is, see, I'm not a total anarchist. Okay,
Nor am I.
Government, okay, good.
Well, I don't like that term very much.
The way I see it is, a government has exactly one function, one purpose, and that is to protect the rights of the other citizens. Hence
the stated philosophy
of
sorry about that. The stated philosophy of the Free State Project is that they want to diminish the size of government to be a maximum role of protecting life, liberty, and property.
That is the maximum role, and that also includes people like me.
And ultimately, all of those boil down to property rights, because if you think about it, your life is your property.
This guy's a candidate.
Yeah, I mean, you fit right in with what the you're speaking just what the Enlightenment thinkers said. They used to say you have a property in your own life, is what they used to say, and you fit right in with the Free State Project.
Yeah, I really think you owe it to yourself to go to freestateproject.org and spend some time there, learn about it, visit the forums, and then keep going around to the other New Hampshire-based freedom websites and see what all kind of activism is happening here, like freekeen.com, which is my blog site.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, I mean, you show clearly the very different avenues through which people can move towards freedom, whether it's a person who does think that there is a group of people who are moving to try to do something or to try to, you know, gain power through world government, or you just think it's just a natural outgrowth of the concept of messing with one's neighbor. If you can arrive at the idea of, I want to leave my neighbor alone, hey, you know, however you got here is fine with me.
Sounds like he's there, and I thank you, Mike, for the call tonight. There, you have your answer. More on the way. You take control. Hour 2 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
John and Lobo are back with more rapid fire action. It began as a favor to a woman trying to get away from an abusive husband, but it proves that no good deed goes unpunished, and the consequences may be fatal to their partnership. The sequel to One Jump Ahead and Slanted Jack, Overthrowing Heaven by Mark L. Van Name. Available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.